What do you have to do to the land?
Has what on it?
Has trees all over the land, forests?
I've cleared a many acres. Uh-huh. Cut all them trees out, make rails, build your fences out of rails, and burn up the brush and trash, all of that. Mm-hmm. Then plow around them big stumps about 6 or 8 years. Then you can prize them out.
Mm-hmm.
Now they clean it up and takes roots and all up when they're cleared. See, they got these big bulldozers that just run up and keep pushing.
Now, if you did you ever grow clover?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you cut it, and then a little later it grew up again, and you cut it again, what would you call that?
Second cutting. That's just the seed. Seed comes on the second crop.
I see. Uh-huh. Now, when you gather wheat into a bunch about this big around, what would you call that?
Call it bunnel.
Bunnel.
Wheat bunnel.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call it anything else when it's out in the field?
No, they never have any now.
Uh-huh. What did they call them when they had them?
They called them bunnels.
Uh-huh.
Had a bunnel care on the binder, and they'd catch 8 or 10 bunnels, then drop it for a shot.
Uh-huh.
Man come along and shock it.
I see.
And then let it stand there about 10 days, 2 weeks. Then it goes through the sweat, and that wheat will keep.
You ever call it a sheaf? Ever call a bundle a sheaf?
Some of them does, yeah, I've heard of that. I think that's a northern name for it.
I see. Uh-huh. Well now, some corn out in the field, tied together, what would that be?
The corn gathering.
Uh-huh.
You take your wagon and the team, drive right through the field and pull two rows on each side, throw in the wagon.
Uh-huh. Well, before you put it on the wagon, would you have the wheat gathered into the wheat or the corn into something standing up like this?
No, this corn stands up, you know. You just come along and knock that ear off, pull it off.
I see.
And they can generally pull 2 years, hold two in the hand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then they push it, pitch it in the wagon.
I see. You never had it standing out in the field?
No, after it matures, it uh-huh. blows down the rocks, you see, if you leave it out in the field.
Uh-huh. How about wheat? Did you ever gather the wheat in the field into a bundle before you put it on the wagon?
You don't put it on the wagon.
You didn't?
No. The cradles, then the dropper come. It didn't tie it, the dropper. When the cradle didn't tie it, I've tied a many bundle of it.
Uh-huh.
You go right behind the cradle man, he throws it in a swath, just layers.
I see.
You push it together, you get a bundle, then you grab a handful of the wheat, it's green, you know, throw it right around it, I could tie a bundle that quick.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other names for a bundle?
No.
Ever call a shock?
Well, a shock's a